Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Continuing with the chapter on abstinence and indulging less in this world and being happy would, so to speak, poverty and the different virtues of akhirat. And we did the hadith with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explained, Allahumma la aisha illa aisha al-akhirah, that, oh Allah, there is no life except the life of the year after. And we explained that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made this dua at the time of extreme difficulty, and he also made this dua at the time of extreme joy, showing us that in both these conditions, in joy also and in difficulty, both a person puts his tawajju and he puts his attention towards the year after. In other words, that will help him in times of joy. It will help him not to get pride in himself and to feel arrogant that this is what I got and this is my abilities, but rather he's focusing on akhirat. That is the real joy, that is the real happiness. He doesn't get carried away with this world also, he doesn't get pride also. And when it comes to difficulties, he focuses on akhirat. Why? So it makes the difficulties easy also here. But these difficulties are nothing much. What Allah Ta'ala has got in store for us in akhirat, that is something that will make all the difficulties of this world easy. And today we'll see in today's hadith that really what the bounties of Jannah, the power of the bounties of Jannah are so powerful that it will make all the difficulties of this world feel insignificant. And the difficulty of Jahannam is so difficult. Jannah is so beautiful, it will make the difficulties feel easy of this world. And Jahannam is so difficult that it will make all the beauties of this world be forgotten in an instant. So as we see in today's hadith, وعن أنس رضي الله عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يؤتى بأنعم أهل الدنيا من أهل النار يوم القيامة فيصبغ في النار صبغة ثم يقال يا ابن آدم هل رأيت خيرا قط فيقول لا والله يا ربي ويؤتى بأشد الناس بؤسا في الدنيا من أهل الجنة فيصبغ صبغة في الجنة فيقال له يا ابن آدم هل رأيت بؤسا قط هل مر بك شدة قط فيقول لا والله ما مر بي بؤس قط ولا رأيت شدة قط رواه مسلم. حضرت أنس رضي الله عنه narrates that Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم said, an inmate of Jahannam who had been from the wealthiest people in this world will be brought on the day of Qiyamah and dipped into the fire of Jahannam. Just understand what is being said. From the wealthiest people of this world that was destined to go into Jahannam. In other words, he was the wealthiest person of this world. You can think of all the wealth that he had. He was the wealthiest that lived in this world and he was destined to go into Jahannam. He will be taken and he will be dipped into Jahannam. That's all. The wealthiest person of this world will be dipped into Jahannam. And he was destined, he was that person that was worthy of Jahannam. He will be dipped into Jahannam. Now can you imagine, just stop for a while and think, that when he was the wealthiest person in this life, what type in this world, what type of pomp, what type of glory, what type of luxuries, what type of food, what type of entertainment, what type of every type of luxury and beauty of this world wouldn't this person have at his beck and call if he was the wealthiest person of this world? So now can you imagine every type of luxury, beauty, enjoyment, servants, entourages, gold, silver, rubies, whatever you can think of, if he was the wealthiest person of this world, then can you imagine what he enjoyed in this world? But now the hadith is saying that he's dipped. He's just dipped. Dip means put in and taken out. That is what you call a dip. Just put in and taken out. So he's dipped in the fire of Jahannam. After he was dipped in the fire of Jahannam, he will then be asked, that, O son of Adam, did you ever experience any goodness in this world? Did you ever experience any blessing? He will say, by Allah, no, my sustainer. He says, by Allah, I take oath, la wallahi, I take an oath that I never experienced anything. In other words, all that pomp, all that glory, all that luxury, all the enjoyments, all the food, forgotten just by one dip into Jahannam. In an instant, everything is forgotten because of the effects of Jahannam being so severe that all the enjoyment of the world is forgotten completely. And then on the other hand, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will take an inmate of Jannat who had suffered the most in this world, will be brought and tripped into paradise. So one Jannati, he suffered in this world, his health wasn't good, didn't have wealth, he didn't have, people didn't recognize him, he didn't have servants, every type of difficulty he went through in this world. Hand is paining, leg is paining, person amputation, whatever you can think of, no recognition, no wealth, suffering all the time. He went through the most amount of difficulty one person can possibly go through in this world. This type of person will be brought, and he'll just be dipped into Jannah. That's all. Dipped, in other words, momentarily put into Jannah and then removed. And now this person will be asked, this type of person will be asked, O son of Adam, did you ever experience any suffering? Did any difficulty ever afflict you? Do you ever remember any suffering that you ever experienced? Do you ever remember any difficulty that you ever experienced? And this person will reply, by Allah, la wallahi, no my Allah, I never experienced any suffering, nor did any difficulty ever afflict me. Imagine, person who experienced the worst type of difficulty in this world, hardship, pain, sorrow, grief, may have lost his children, lost his wife, lost his house, lost everything, but yet, when he enters Jannah, he just dipped, not staying in Jannah, just momentarily put into Jannah and removed. Every single difficulty of this world is completely forgotten. Can you imagine what Allah Ta'ala has left in Jannah for us, inshallah, and for those that reside in Jannah? What beauty, what happiness, what joy, if all the difficulties can be forgotten in an instant. Allah Ta'ala make it a reality. So just shows us that how great Jannah is, and at the same time it warns us that how destructive Jahannam is, that the most wealthiest person ever to live on this world that is destined for Jahannam, when he is just dipped into Jahannam, this is what his condition, all the luxuries and pomp will be completely forgotten. Allah Ta'ala give us a tawfiq that we work towards Jannah and we save ourselves from the fire of Jahannam. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.